I want to just read out our vision statement. And this is a picture of the church that we're seeking to develop, to grow, to build, that you're a part of, and everybody who makes such a significant contribution. We're not saying we're perfect on all these things, but it is what guides us and focuses us, the church we see. A church that embraces people of all ethnicities and all ages, influencing and reaching our community and beyond with the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see a church with multiple campuses and multiple services across Canberra. At the moment we got two, but we continue to envision that and believe for that. A church that is vibrant, loving, kind, and motivated by grace, God's grace. A church that connects people in dynamic personal relationship with Jesus Christ and each other so that the whole church is healthy and growing and full of love. A church that is full of faith and expectation and fervent in prayer and filled with people devoted to worshiping and serving the Lord Jesus Christ. A church that equips people for life and eternity with relevant biblical teaching. A church that releases people into life-giving ministries and that practices extravagant generosity. And so that's the picture of what we're aiming for, what we're believing for. Our mission is growing lives connected to Christ, His cause, and community. And there's a key verse that helps us outwork this. And it's from Colossians 1 and verse 28 and following, where the Apostle Paul kind of says, this is how I fulfill the Great Commission, how the Apostle Paul fulfilled it. And it identifies four key things, but let's just read the verse. The Apostle Paul says, so we continue to tell people about Christ. We use all wisdom to counsel every person and teach every person. We try to bring everyone before God as people who've grown to be spiritually mature in Christ. And he says, to do this, I work and struggle using the great strength that Christ gives me. That strength is working in my life. And so from that, there's these four guiding things out of that passage. Number one, we want people to know God. Number two, we want people to find freedom. Number three, we want them to discover their purpose. We want you to discover your purpose. And number four, to make a difference in your world, in our world, that because we follow Jesus, we make a difference in serving others, in helping others, in being as close to Jesus as we can be in representing Him well. So that's our vision and mission. What I want to introduce, having explained the overall vision, the picture, what kind of church we are and want to be and want to keep growing to be, the mission and all the focus and the way we look at everything in terms of knowing God, finding freedom, discovering your purpose and making a difference, I want to just emphasize the theme that we will have for next year. And every year we pray about it, we reflect on it, we try to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to just keep the church focused on a particular theme, not swapping the vision, changing things. We keep building on that, developing things, starting different things. And we also encourage you to do the same thing personally. And maybe this is the first time you've heard of it, but I want to encourage you to start praying and say, well, God, what is the focus, the theme you have for my life in 2025? And we ask you to kind of get a phrase and then a verse that supports it. You can get 10, 20 if you want, but just something that anchors your year. And every year we hear of incredible testimony that people say, some people are arguing with God, saying, I don't like the theme that you're putting in for me, but then thanking God for how He guided them and led them. So that's kind of what we're doing. We encourage you to do it, but this is the focus for Life Unlimited Church, the theme for 2025. I'm going to start by reading the key verse, and it's Colossians 2, verse 6 to 7. Colossians 2, verse 6 to 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. You must continue to follow him. And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith... Sorry, I got ahead of myself in the excitement. Can I start again? You sure? Not too much judgment? Okay, cool. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him. Let your roots grow down into him. And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow or abound with thankfulness. It's really good that you allowed me to read that again, because the key focus is going deeper. And that was the bit I left out. Let your roots grow down into him. But the whole passage directs itself to that key thought of going deeper. And that's the theme for 2025. An invitation, I believe, from the heart of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, focusing on Jesus and just going deeper with him. And in this passage, the Apostle Paul uses five kind of motifs, concepts, but they all point to the one of letting the roots of your life, your heart, grow deeper in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the things that he highlights is the way that you walk. He likens us to a tree, the roots going deeper. He talks a little bit about being a building. He talks about going to school. And then he talks about a river that overflows. And I just want to highlight each of those briefly. The walk, you must continue to follow him. We should never ever forget that primarily being a Christian is actually being a disciple, somebody who follows Jesus. Not just a doctrine, as important as good doctrine is, but it's an engagement with a person. And if you've not yet made that decision, you may be exploring. It's about following Jesus. And the Christian life is compared to a pilgrimage. And we continually learn in all sorts of seasons, all sorts of events, of how to walk with Jesus. In Colossians 1 and verse 10, Paul had already exhorted the church at Colossae to walk worthy of the Lord, to walk worthy of the Lord. Jesus very simply said in John 10 and verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." And that's one of the reasons we encourage devotional life. It's one of the ways we hear the voice of Jesus personally. Yes, you can hear it through preaching and encouragement and conversations, but hearing the voice. So the question I've got when it comes to this issue of walking with Jesus, what will you do differently, additionally, newly in 2025 to listen to Christ's voice and follow him? The second thing, which is the central thought in this passage of scripture that forms the theme for the year, is that of a tree. He says, let your roots of your heart, of your life, grow down into him. Go deeper in your relationship with Jesus. And this is a very agricultural idea. And I think there's a picture of a tree about to come up, a side section, and you can see it's not just what's going on above, it's what's going below that makes the tree healthy and dynamic and growing and fruitful. We're not meant to be what some people call tumbleweed Christians, with no depth, no root, easily blown around. And Paul actually talks about that in Ephesians, again connected to growing deeper in Christ. That we're not to be tossed around by every wind of doctrine and clever things that sound like the truth, And so continue, we're coming back to what does Jesus say? What does the Word of God say about the very challenging things that face us in our daily life and in our society? Roots are the things that draw up nourishment so a tree can grow and be fruitful. Roots give it stability so that when the wind comes, it doesn't get blown over easily. And in Ephesians 3, verse 17, because in the book of Ephesians and Colossians, they're very similar in the exhortations and the focus of going deeper in your relationship with Jesus. Paul says this, Ephesians 3, 17. Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Growing deeper into the person of Christ in your relationship and also into God's love. I was reading something just this week and came across the story of a monk who announced in a large, beautiful cathedral that he was going to preach on the love of God. And people filed in. And in the beautiful stained glass windows, they were looking at them and the architecture and all the rest of the stuff in this magnificent cathedral. And the monk just sat there silent, saying absolutely nothing. They watched as the beautiful sunlight became dimmer and dimmer until the cathedral was in darkness apart from one or two candles around the place. And then he got up and he took a candle and he walked across to where there was a statue of the crucified Christ. And he held the candle at the feet of Jesus, pierced by nails. Then he held the candle to the hands, nailed to the cross. And the gaping wound on the side. Never said a word. And finally, the crown of thorns that pierced the head of Jesus. And there came this extraordinary revelation as people began to weep, how great Christ's love is for us and all that he did for us. So what will you do in 2025 to grow deeper in Christ and God's love? And then there's the motif of the building. Let your lives be built on him, and almost, well, growing but building. But there's this concept of line upon line, process upon process, of allowing God to build your life. And it's laid on the foundation of Jesus Christ. No one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, Paul says, Jesus Christ. And he uses over and over again in his epistles the word edify, which in more modern translations is accurately translated as well. Edify is a great word, and it's right, to build up. And this whole idea that in a sense, individually and collectively, we are God's building. We are God's temple and we need to be built up, and it's done through edifying. Edifying means to build up with your words, with your actions, with your encouragement. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 11, he says, so encourage one another and build each other up just as you're already doing. So what are you going to do in 2025 to build your life on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ? What part of your life may need a bit of maintenance or an extension to grow greater and more significant in your life, making a difference in the lives of others? The fourth is the school. Your faith will grow strong in the truth you've been taught. And earlier on, he's talked about how that Epaphras had come along and had taught them the core things of the gospel. And I think it's one of the strengths of our church is the teaching focus that comes through in the courses, the training, the opportunity, the equipping. There's just so much that goes on. And Satan has a difficult time deceiving somebody grounded in God's word. Satan has difficulty deceiving somebody. And we talk a lot about devotional life? What are you reading every day? Finding some way, and through the Bible app, it's so easy. You don't have to even follow the recommendation that we put up every week of the devotional focus that is tied to the theme of the preaching. But I came across a study that was done recently that surveyed 40,000 people. If you know anything about surveys, that is a very large group. From ages 8 to 80, to see what happened when they engaged with God's word. And they made an astonishing study. The study is called The Power of Four. You can look it up, check me out. And they found that people who engaged with God's word once a week, even if it was just on a Sunday, there was a little bit of an impact in their lives. In a similar way, if they touched base in God's word twice a week, there was a little bit of impact, but nothing of great significance. It improved a little bit more with three times a week. And then in the study, they were astonished to see that if people engage with God's word four times a week, there was an exponential thing that took off of the impact of the word of God in people's lives, in being taught, not just through sermons, but through our own reading, through podcasts, all the things that are available to us. And these are some of the results. I'm just going to read them off. Feeling lonely drops by 30%. Anger issues drop by 32%. Bitterness in relationships drop by 40%. Alcoholism drops by 57%. Immorality or sex outside of marriage drops by 68%. Feeling spiritually stagnant drops by 60%. Viewing pornography drops by 61%. Sharing your faith jumps 200%. And discipling others, 230%. The power of four. Just four times a week, not with a religious, guilt-ridden kind of process, but just, God, I want to meet with you, speak to me. And four times a week is a dramatic impact. So what will you do in 2025 to become more established in your faith? And so the whole theme is going deeper. And so we come to the last thing. Paul talks about this concept of a river. You will overflow. Some translations say abound with thankfulness. And Paul, again, it's one of his favorite words. Edifies one, abounding is another one. And it actually has this picture of a river that is breaking its banks. It's not a destructive flood, but just an overflow of a river that is filled with rain from heaven. And Jesus invites us to find him as the source of that flow in our lives. Jesus stood up on the last and the great day of the feast and said with a loud voice, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from their hearts." It's about going deeper. And this incredible picture out of Ezekiel 47, where Ezekiel is taken, given a vision of the new temple reflected in the book of Revelation, where a river flows out of it, his fruitfulness on its banks. And he sees the river flowing out of the south side of the temple. And the angel says to him, "Go stand in the river." Walks 500 long steps, and the water covered his feet. And the angel says, "Come on, come deeper, go deeper, come on." Walks another 500 large steps, and it's up to his knees. And the angel says, "Come on, there's more, there's more. You can go deeper." And he says, goes another 500 steps, and it's up to his waist. And eventually, he says, I couldn't stand anymore. I was swimming in it. The river directed me. And it's such a powerful picture of this imagery of let's go deeper. Don't just paddle where your feet are wet. Don't just do your knees. Go as deep as you can into the things of God in 2025. And then he brought him back to the bank and he said, do you understand? Do you see what you've just seen? And he looks and he says, there were trees, fruitfulness on both sides. The trees had gone deeper, he'd gone deeper, and there was great fruitfulness that was flowing. So, let our roots go deeper. Let us step into all that God has and let's go deeper in the things of God. We don't have to wait till 2025. You can start now. I give you permission. So looking ahead, trying to get the flow of the service, I was going to try and condense all the different things that different of our team were going to do. And there's vision, there's things that will get expanded, things that will be new and initiated. And then I suddenly had this thought, why don't we, over the next few weeks, get them to explain to you what each of the key areas of the church they're going to be doing. And we're going to do it as a little film clip, which can be posted to Instagram, so you can go back and check it out. Bex just found out about that. She's really excited to do it. But just to communicate it that way, rather than me trying to, we've already received so much, heard so much, celebrated, and we wanted the focus to be on the celebrating of all those who serve and contribute in any way in the life of the church. So this is what we're going to do. And I'm really excited for you to hear from them rather than just from me, the focus, because together we drive the vision, outwork the vision, and commit to all that God has for us.